This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Prashant. So what is the perception now in the US public and political spheres on claims by President Obama and the American intelligence agencies that Russia hacked and influenced last year's presidential elections?
Well, I think it's fair to say most Americans in general, if you look at polls, have an unfavorable view of Russia. If you look at the numbers back in mid-2015, it's something like just over two-thirds of Americans who have an unfavorable view of Russia. As for the information regarding the hacks themselves, there's consensus in Washington about exactly what happened, and that has been presented across not just in the media, but to the American people as well. 17 intelligence agencies have released a joint statement saying that the Russian government directed the election interference, and this has been repeatedly reinforced. So there is a pretty strong consensus among the American public about what's going on. Now, that being said, you know, President Obama himself has expressed worry that among certain portions of the Republicans, about over a third of Republicans, actually have a favorable opinion about Vladimir Putin, which is actually more than the percentage that have a favorable view of President Obama. And essentially what President Obama was highlighting with that was the fact that whether political divisiveness in the United States can leave Washington more vulnerable to such assaults from Russia.
So President-elect Trump has taken to Twitter to downplay the intelligence agency's reports. He even cited WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Why has Trump refused to take the allegations at face value, and how has this affected his relationship with the 17 U.S. intelligence agencies?
So I think my own sense is that this has to do with more general factors. I think President Trump, President-elect Trump, believes that President Obama's approach to Russia has failed miserably, and I think he thinks that he'll be able to strike a deal with Vladimir Putin. But I also think, you know, by admitting that this has actually happened, which is the view of, as you mentioned, 17 U.S. intelligence agencies, I think Donald Trump is worried that this might call into question his very election. And so that is a personal issue that he has to deal with. I think it can't be helped that such an event and his position would affect the morale of some individuals working in the intelligence community. Considering, I mean, this is the president that they're going to be working so hard for, and he's questioning their competence. But I think the broader issue is not really the relationship right now, because he's president-elect, but once he becomes president, he will need their expertise, especially during times of crisis. And so if he gets off on the wrong foot with the intelligence community, that's not a good place for U.S. foreign policy to start.
Prashant, this is Sharad here. A quick question. Ian Bremmer, who's a political analyst, was on Charlie Rose recently, and he criticized Obama for acting very late and saying that the reason given by the Obama administration for holding back during the elections was that they didn't want to be perceived to be biased towards Hillary Clinton, the Democratic candidate. But he says that is a weak explanation, considering that now the feeling is, or the analysis is, that this was a serious threat to national security. Is that criticism taking hold in diplomatic circles, that Obama has acted too little too late?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. The mainstream view here in Washington is that Obama significantly underreacted to the Russian threat rather than reacted or overreacted as some other leaders might, and that these actions were in fact too little too late. You'll recall President Obama has referred to Russia sometimes demeaningly. He has called Russia a regional power. He has repeatedly said that Russia is a power in decline and that the United States doesn't have to worry too much about it. And the fact is that we've seen unprecedented acts by the Russians, including this hacking on the election. And the fact is it's become increasingly clear that although President Obama is factually correct that Russia is in long-term decline, there's still a lot that Moscow can do in the short to medium term to damage the United States.
Prashant, Jason here. So what does the American public perceive of Trump's relationships with Putin and his business interests in Russia?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's difficult to assess exactly how Americans feel since we've just gotten out of an election that was pretty polarized. In general, though, the election was closely fought, and you know, it was mostly focused on domestic economic issues among the electorate. So specific foreign policy issues like Russia, unlike, say, the Cold War, didn't play a significant role. That being said, I think it's fair to say that the knowledge of the American population about Trump's specific business dealings in Russia and the like is still quite limited. You recall during the U.S., the run-up to the election, there was a lot more focus placed on Hillary Clinton's business interests and the Clinton Foundation, rather than some of the reports on Donald Trump by the media, aside from the sporadic reports that existed. Much of that was due to the fact that, and some media commentators have admitted since the election, most people expected Hillary Clinton to win, so they thought that they would scrutinize her dealings rather than Donald Trump. Well, now a lot of the media are playing catching up, and slowly we're beginning to see a little bit of a trickle about what Donald Trump's business dealings are. But my sense is that the American public will get a better sense of these things once we get down to confirmation hearings of his individual candidates that he's nominated for various positions, including Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, who's had some dealings with Russia in the past. And I think if Donald Trump and his administration don't deal with these allegations, they could flare up.
Prashant, so last year was also a very challenging time for Moscow-Washington cooperation in the Middle East, especially with the two failed attempts to reach a ceasefire in Syria. So moving forward, will we see any improvement on this front, especially under Trump's administration?
Yeah, I think, you know, some have been holding out the prospect of better U.S.-Russia cooperation under Trump as a silver lining, and Syria is where, you know, one of the areas of cooperation is possible. That said, you know, a good personal relationship between Trump and Putin may not necessarily translate into improved cooperation per se. I mean, the fact is Russia and the United States perceive threats and opportunities differently in Syria, and they also back different groups. And that is rooted in their own differing national interests rather than the personal dispositions of, you know, the two leaders. So even though we might see some sort of bromance between Trump and Putin, I myself am quite skeptical about whether this is going to translate into any resolution in Syria, which is itself quite a complex dispute and issue.
Looking also to Russia's point of view, how is Putin handling this situation? Is he just biding his time until the Obama administration ends and is looking forward to working with Trump?
Yeah, the Russians have, you know, expressed publicly their confidence that the next administration will adopt what they see as a less hostile approach towards Moscow. And I think, you know, Trump's rhetoric so far, at least, confirms that that view doesn't seem too far-fetched. But I would very much strike a cautionary note here that even though Donald Trump rhetorically has said he wants better ties with Russia, it's not clear how that's going to translate to reality because, you know, the past two American presidents have also come in trying to improve ties with Russia and they failed. And a lot of that is rooted in the fact that Vladimir Putin is interested in making tactical gains, whether it's in Ukraine or Syria, that boosts Russia's image abroad and boosts his standing at home. But these very tactical adventures that he's going on undermine U.S. interests. And so unless you resolve that fundamental contradiction and conundrum, I see very difficult for this to actually translate to anything significant.
And just a final question. Overall, how do you see the U.S.-Russian relations progressing as the year goes by?
Yeah, you know, I would. I think the best case scenario is that there is some sort of accommodation between Trump and Putin, and I think this is what some are hoping for. And that's sort of the best case scenario. My own sense is that we're going to see a more muddled situation where there might be an attempt by both sides to try to come to some kind of engagement or forms of cooperation, but how they translate that will actually be much more rockier as they get down into the details. As I mentioned earlier, the past two U.S. presidents have tried to do precisely this, improve ties with Russia, but they failed for various reasons. And I would actually be more worried about the consequences of failure in the case of Donald Trump, because his disposition and temperament is much less cool than President Obama. So if it fails, and if he feels slighted by Putin, the consequences could be dire.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.